Basically, this is not just a physical check-in. This is also a mental check-in. And for if you've never done a check-in before, I actually do check-ins on a daily basis. We go through our day and we compartmentalize a lot. We put things in little buckets. We say we're gonna think about this later. We're just gonna get through this moment. We're gonna figure this out. You've come across a problem. All you have to do is figure out how to get through that problem, or maybe you just put it aside and say, I'll get to this later. So we do that a lot during our day. If you don't have these kind of mental check-ins with yourself in general, it means that when you do finally stop to face the music and kind of sort out your life, you have this overwhelmingly huge task ahead of you.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for checking out this week's episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We are back. Not that we ever went away.
We weren't gone.
No.
We were gone for a week, but now we're back.
I feel like I've been
You were
back.
Gone, technically.
Yeah, I
yes.
feel like I'm back. I feel like I was gone for a long time too. So I guess this is not so much a return for all of you as it is a return for me. Mm-hmm. And for a behind the scenes kind of a description of how this podcast production works, Nick and I are co-hosts, and we very much do the episodes in partnership. He does most of the interviews, but he also produces each episode. So that is a huge, I run the website. That's why it's been kind of lagging lately. And he runs like the production side. So if you have any compliments, you might want to pop in our reviews section, or any feedback, you know, he's the producer as well as the co-host. And I am the peanut gallery when it comes to that stuff. So, yeah,
I appreciate that praise.
Yeah.
And we're going to
deserve some credit.
Well, thank you.
And
I think we're going to kind of this week, and I know we're not kind of, we're going to kind of, why do I keep saying kind of? We are going to check in. We're doing a mid-year check-in.
Yes. Yeah, so this week's episode is a little bit different because we're not choosing like a research article, or we don't have a special guest, we're not doing tests or reviews or anything. We're actually doing something for ourselves that we also think is a really good step for other people to do, which is the half point check-in. So before we get into that, we can jump into our training recaps. And I think you wanted to also give a little shout out to a specific giveaway that we have going on as well.
That is correct. Yes. You guys, if you listen to last week's episode, you know that we are doing, actually, I should say Cope Notes. The company Cope Notes is sponsoring our giveaway, our current giveaway, and they are basically giving away a free month of the Cope Notes service to anyone who enters. Actually, if you enter, you get a free week just to try, but you also entered in the sweep, the giveaway for a free month.
Yeah, so everybody gets 1 week.
Yes.
But they're going to give one winner.
And one winner, yes.
One winner a full month of
Cope Notes. Exactly right. Yep.
So that is, and you know what they say about setting new habits and changing behaviors? It usually takes about that 30-day mark. Mm-hmm. So 1 month could make a real big difference.
That's right. And you can enter the giveaway at atfgiveaway.copenotes.com. And I've been going through my free week recently, actually, and got some really good kind of personalized text messages sent to my phone. Very random throughout the day. They don't come at the same time. They're sporadic. And it's interesting. I remember when we interviewed the creator of Cope Notes, Johnny Crow, Crowder, he talked about how they seem to come right when you need them. It's true, yeah. You know. So I just showed you a little text about what I got, a recent one I got, and my response. Nice. So
yeah.
I'm not going to give it away because you guys should discover it on your own by going to atfgiveaway.copenotes.com and entering your information there. You get a free week right off the bat, and you enter a chance. You're entered for a chance to win a free month. So check that out.
Yeah, and something I didn't know is that it's actually, like, it's kind of interactive. I mm-hmm. didn't realize that there was, you could respond to the text messages and, like, get kind of a continuation of your specialized message. So I thought it was just, like, you know, it was kind of like an inspiration service that, you know, just mm-hmm. sent you, like, a hang in there, buddy kind of note. But it's really very engaging.
Yeah, they give you some tasks every once in a while to kind of respond with, to make your a little bit more thinking involved with it. So you're kind of, you get more out of it. So you're absolutely right. So training recaps. I'm interested in your training recap because, like you said in the beginning, you were gone the beginning of part of this week. How'd it go? How'd the training go?
So if you tuned in last week, you will learn that I didn't do anything last week. Still battling a bit of an injury and a lot of things happening in life. So this week was kind of a continuation of a lot of the things happening in life, but I was able, my injuries have healed enough that I'm pretty capable to do the regular, like, HIIT workouts and things like that, you know, within reason, not quite as high impact. So I had to travel out of town for my new job. And that meant I was leaving Nick and Ella at home. I had to get on a plane. I had to go not far. It was not a far trip. Even, like, I can't say it was, like, to another country or anything. It was just to, like, the opposite end of the state.
Yeah, it was in the same state. Still, it's a trip.
But it was the first time I've ever left you guys. And the first time I ever left
Ella
yeah. for more than 24 hours, which uh-huh. was kind of overwhelming. So I went for 3 solid days of onboarding. It was just hectic from, like, 9 to 6, 9 to 7. The mornings, however, I actually had a chance to do something. I felt like I was like free as a bird. I had so much time on my hands. I didn't know what to do with it. So I fit in, like, a 20-minute session at least each morning that I was there. I was there for 3 mornings, and I did, like, HIIT workouts combined with some yoga, and it was just enough to get, like, my blood pumping, a little sweat on, and, like, move out all of the kinks. So I felt pretty good, to be honest. And I did them all in my room because I didn't pack any fancy equipment or I didn't even pack sneakers because I did all carry on. So I should get credit for the fact that I packed 3 days worth of stuff all within my carry on and I still had room to spare. Boom.
I'll give you credit.
That's not bad.
Probably should have packed sneakers though.
Well, I don't really have any sneakers at the moment.
That's true.
But so that was pretty much the extent, because since I've come home, I've been just trying to figure out life now.
Yeah. Yes. So your toe and ankle feeling better?
Yes. My toe still has some moments where I move it too much and mm-hmm. it lets me know that it's not quite ready. Mm-hmm. My ankle has limited range, but it's much stronger.
Yep.
And I can definitely start building up strength, I think, around the basic movements where I know I'm safe to help kind of protect against mm-hmm. the directions that I know it's not right. as strong.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear you're back on the right track as far as training goes. My mm-hmm. training recap was actually pretty busy this week. I actually had, I think I counted up 8 clients out of town this week.
Whoa.
For vacations. So
popular week.
I was it was very well timed because, as Shannon mentioned, her being out of town meaning I had to do, you know, a lot of the Ella drop off and pick up responsibility. Mm-hmm. So, which I enjoyed. I will willingly admit that I enjoyed it all, because it was sometimes, you know, it's It's interesting that the dad life, because obviously I think the drive in me is to go out and work and provide for you guys. Even though you're definitely a hard worker too. But for some reason, I don't know if it's the male type of some sort of biological drive that has me get out and work and provide for the family.
It's conditioned thinking, actually.
Yeah. So but it was good to kind of take the step back and make sure I was there for Ella. And I think it was definitely one of those good, it wasn't like it was training, because obviously I've taken care of her by myself before, but it was good to get back to know that, you know, have all those type of responsibilities, because it was rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't just like it wasn't a task. Luckily, like I said, my schedule's a little open, so it wasn't as rushed to get her out and get her to school and stuff. So we did have one night where we were up for 3 hours, but you know, it goes with territory. So
I've had those too, solo nights where you're up by yourself.
Yes. Yep. So it's we made it through, and it was very fun. But like I said, I got my workout. I got almost 4 or 5 days of workouts in.
That's awesome.
So I got some great stuff in. I told you last week about the skier. Was using that. Did some strength training. Worked the TRX. Worked the steel mace. You guys actually. It's gone now, but I did a little Instagram live of some steel mace flow. And also I did this week, which is kind of something I haven't really done, is sprints.
Oh.
I ran sprints.
Fun.
Yes. So those are, that's something that's always, you know, I try to mix it up and do stuff that, you know, I don't always do, because it makes it interesting. And I know how beneficial sprints can be for power production, power output, and not only just beat your heart rate up. So,
yeah.
We actually expanded Tampa's strength. We had a lot more room in there now. So I was by myself and I was able to sprint the whole gym. It was actually
that's
really
awesome.
Cool. Sprints and back pedals and whatnot. So I did that was fun. And you know, now that I'm not teaching kickboxing on a daily basis or boxing, as far as the title classes, I need those kind of cardio sessions to get back into it, because you know, as of late, and maybe we'll save this for our weekly check-in, maybe we should just jump into it, not weekly, but mid-year.
Yeah, so do you want me to intro this?
Yes, let's do it. Let's go to it.
So basically, this is not just a physical check-in. This is also a mental check-in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And for, if you've never done a check-in before, I actually do check-ins on a daily basis. What's happening? Nick is laying down behind me. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
So a check-in is something where it's basically, we go through our day and we compartmentalize a lot. We put things in little buckets. We say we're gonna think about this later. We're just gonna get through this moment. We're gonna figure this out. You've come across a problem. All you have to do is figure out how to get through that problem, or maybe you just put it aside and say, I'll get to this later. So we do that a lot during our day. If you don't have these kind of mental check-ins with yourself in general, it means that when you do finally stop to face the music and kind of sort out your life, you have this overwhelmingly huge task ahead of you. And it means everything from like emotions, how you're dealing with things, specific tasks, specific goals, which is why when we're tying this to fitness, a lot of people set fitness intentions was my thing for this year, or health intentions. And they set goals like New Year's resolutions, things like that. So the mid-year point, that 6-month-ish time frame, we're past the holiday now. This is a really great time for you to do this exercise. You can do it right along with us, and you can do your own check-in. So you're going to look at, you know, how are you sitting right now in terms of your feelings about where you are, what you're doing, but also because we're talking about this mostly from a health and fitness standpoint, you're going to focus this exercise on your health and fitness. Are you where you wanted to be with your goals? Are you feeling good about yourself today? And this is a judgment-free zone. This is a safe exercise. You don't have
safe
to
space.
Worry
right,
about,
space.
You know, you're not doing this so that you can be hard on yourself. You're doing this so that you can be honest, so that you can figure out what your next steps are. There's no negativity in this. This is all about, here's where I honestly feel I am. Here's where I really thought I would be. And here's where I want to go next.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when we were thinking about what to do for our topic this week, and I threw out this idea, yes, it may sound like maybe this is a group therapy mm-hmm. session, but this is going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to serve you almost better than just doing a standalone workout will. It will. And if you take it seriously, you can do these on your own whenever you want. And you can be doing them at a higher frequency so that you can keep yourself on track. When you have to be accountable for you, these kinds of check-ins are important.
Yeah. And I'm all for it because there's a lot of stuff rattling through my brain to, and the fact that it's already July.
I know.
Boggles my mind. So,
I've legit started thinking about Christmas.
I know, so, all right. Do we want to trade off? How do we want to structure this?
I will lead us.
All right.
Through this kind of like exercise,
mm-hmm.
and we'll start with a truly honest. How are you feeling about where you are right now with your health and fitness?
It's a great question.
And we'll go back and forth, and we'll each answer it.
Pretty good. I, as the last couple of weeks, I've looked at the, and this is, I don't know, I don't want to go into like, I've had a consistent weight for like the last probably 2 to 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally been in a 3 pound to 3 or 4 pound window. And the weight has gone up. Maybe, honestly, it's gone up 3 pounds, which I know it sounds so stupid to some people.
It's like water
like,
weight for a lot
like,
of people.
You're like, What's the problem? But the fact that like my weight at like I could, you know, set a clock to it. I know what it would be in between a 3 and 4 pound window, and now it's consistently 3 pounds over that window. It's just like maybe I need to add in more cardio or something like that. I know it's much more than that. Just you know burning more calories because I burn plenty of calories. So. Maybe there's some things, and maybe it's not all physical, or maybe it's not all just exercise related. We always talk about how, you know, you can't outwork a bad diet. So maybe I need to change the diet, or maybe, sorry.
Don't think about the next steps.
Okay,
just
don't
think
say
about how it is you're feeling right now. Like,
okay.
this is almost like take me out of this equation. Like, I'm just your guide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like a wall. How would you describe how you're feeling with you, where
okay.
you are with your, like,
right.
are you comfortable? Are you uncomfortable? Are you
all
maybe
right,
feeling?
Let's step back then. Let's rewind.
Take a step back.
Disregard everything I just said, everybody. Just go ahead and hopefully.
That's why we're doing this
yeah.
exercise.
Yes. I feel like I'm slowing down physically. But I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. It's mentally, it's kind of frustrating
mm-hmm.
that I'm slowing down, but I know that's kind of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just slow down. So it's like, I know for sure, like, everything's a lot more tight and sore when I get up. I have a lot of more pain in certain areas than I used to, and I don't recover like I used to. So just that idea. That I'm not able to, that I'm not as bulletproof as I used to be. That's, I don't want to say frustrating, but it's almost like a somewhat of a.
It's like a hard pill to swallow,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. That's probably first thing that jumps to my mind
gotcha.
As far as how I'm feeling
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
What about, and I'm assuming I throw it over to you now?
Yes. So in this moment, I'm definitely feeling, in terms of my physical capabilities, in a lot of ways, I feel like I'm stronger than I have been in a while, like especially like my upper body from having to carry Ella around. Like there's parts of me that are just stronger, but there's a lot of areas that I notice are just not as strong and not, I know I'm capable once I get like a little bit of activity, like a steady pace, I start getting it back. But there is like, you start to feel those pressures of time and age. And yeah, I'm feeling some limitations for sure. But being continuously faced with this incredibly vibrant, youthful little light, it's hard not to feel that way because you always have like a mirror of the opposite that you're faced with. And it, when you know you can't, you're not going to be that, it's, you, at some point you just kind of have to say like, oh, I know this is not me in top form. I'm not going to be able to keep up with her at her pace. Like I have to figure out a way to do it my way, my speed.
Yeah.
I feel like I've struggled a lot, especially over the last couple months. I've had a lot of just kind of stuff going on that's really, I think, worn me out, like emotionally, physically. And yeah, I'm feeling the effects of that right now, I think.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's so much more I want to do. I don't even know if it's not that I'm capable of it. I just think it's that I haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah.
There's just this huge feeling of transition and change. And I mean, we were looking at a picture of ourselves from a recent wedding and we're like, hey, we look pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's like, I have to stop and remind myself, like, you aren't in bad physical health.
Right.
You're not in bad physical shape. It's just, there's a lot of, like, the mind, I think, that's playing in there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we've had such, and I don't want to toot our own horn, but, I mean, we've done the triathlons together. We've done the competitions and all that stuff.
Yeah, we've done some extreme stuff.
Yeah, and it's just, like, we've got to, feels like we're so far removed from that. But I mean, you know, it's being parents now and running down a little one. That's physically demanding in itself. I know that. So it's just like you said, it's evolved to a different type of fitness.
Yeah.
And now it's, I think we're just beginning to essentially know how to accept that. We're still accepting that type of fitness now. And I think that's a little bit, I mean, it's somewhat challenge. I know for me, it's a challenge for sure.
Yeah. So the next kind of like step or question in this process is to, you've identified how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So we've already kind of started breaking down into the second one. We sort of bled into it.
Right.
But it's figuring out where does that come from?
Right.
And what's triggering that for you? So like you said, age, parenting, lifestyle, they're just different.
Yeah.
For me, a lot of the same. And also, I have a pretty big, like, lifestyle change in the fact that I am now working from home. I don't know if we explicitly said that in a previous podcast or not, but I used to work in an office. I've worked in an office for, 15 years? So that has been what I've been used to. I never had any burning desire to work from home, but this opportunity came along and it did. It challenged me to think completely different. I'm now working from home and my office is in another city. So that changes my schedule and the fact that like my work schedule is somewhat flexible to the point where I can do things at different times of the day. So I'm relearning basically what my daily schedule is going to be, because beyond, you know, picking up Ella and taking her to school and stuff like that, I have a lot more wiggle room. And in order to be really productive at home, it's different than how you're productive in an office. So I have to relearn that. I know how to get things done. It's just how I infuse it with my health and my fitness goals and like how I'm going to do that moving forward, that's kind of a mystery for me. Mm-hmm. Like that's going to be something it's going to be a lot of trial and error, just kind of figuring out like, am I a workout at lunch person now?
Yeah.
Or am I still going to be working out before, you know, I even get Ella up in the morning?
Yeah. I mean, that's exciting.
Yeah. So that's, I think a lot of where I feel like there's all this energy. There's all this desire about wanting to do something, but it hasn't settled. Like I'm not in a routine. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that are still up in the air, just kind of like how when a month ago I was giving my notice, there felt like there's just so many things in the air, and it's like it's a period of transition. There's just no other way to describe it. So I think that's definitely like where the feelings are all kind of coming from and are being triggered by. So right. Is there anything else for you, or I feel like we got it?
No, like I think that's kind of, I've got a good basis now on like where I'm training, when I'm training, like between at-home clients and temp strength clients, and setting what schedules I want to work. You know, I'm working mm-hmm. towards, you know, try to minimize certain days, you know, specifically weekends. In order to do that, I got to kind of get a little bit more proactive on doing things that you talked to me about email lists, and then marketing, also marketing, and hopefully creating some sort of online training client base.
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the keys to, you know, minimizing time in the gym.
Yep.
One of the keys. I'm sure there's other things too, but I know that's one of the keys. So that's something I really want to focus on in the near future.
Well, you're
jumping ahead. Oh, darn
again. So yeah, we covered all kind of how we're feeling now, where we're standing right now. And then we talked about where those feelings are coming from. So now, before we jump ahead to where you were just going, which is more of the next steps, it's to really look back and say, well, where did I think I wanted to be? Or how does this align with the goals or the intentions that I set for myself? And this is the accountability check. So the first couple exercises are really just honesty moments for you to be real frank with yourself. And now is the accountability check. So it's actually looking at this and saying, all right, where am I in regards to my goals? Like, have they gone away? Have I surpassed them? Am I on track? Do I feel like I need to make any adjustments? Like, where are you in relation to some of those previously set goals and intentions?
I feel like I'm doing well. You know, as far as I always kind of like the beginning of the year is, you know, expand client base, expand
health and fitness.
Health and fitness. Okay. Pretty bad. I haven't really met any of my fitness goals. My goal was to start training jiu-jitsu again. Well, actually, that was my goal from probably a year and a half ago, and I haven't done that. So that's are you shaking your head?
I'm just shaking my head because that one, that's tough right now.
Right. No, I know. But, you know, that's something I wanted to do. So it's been, you know, a while for it. But I guess I shouldn't be that difficult on myself. That's really the one main health and fitness goal. But like also in health and fitness goal, learning new, training modalities. That's always something I want to do. And I have been able to do that. Steel Mace Flow, and I have a TRX certification coming up. So not only is that, you know, I know it's not necessarily just job related. That's also something for me that's kind of fitness related, because I can no longer, you know, I don't, you know, do 5Ks or 10Ks or triathlons anymore. Those are kind of my physical challenges, mm-hmm. doing essentially
taking something new.
Yeah. Essentially doing, you know, training certifications. So that's kind of what's, it's morphed into, you know, no longer is, am I able, to a certain extent, not able to do those races and things like that.
For now.
So it's like, I have done that. So I guess to a certain extent, I mean, I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. Or I have had those or achieved those, I guess is a way to put it. Mm-hmm. I think other than that, you know, I've just been able to work on incorporating more recovery into my daily or weekly routine. You know, finally got to the point where I can pay for weekly massages.
Yay.
So that's good. Yeah. And I think that's something.
Big win.
Yeah. So that's something. And I'm very fortunate because I know masseuse. So that's a good part of it. Knowing people. So that's mm-hmm. another part of it. But that's part of my fitness and health that I'm pretty happy about, you know. And other than that, I mean, those are the kind of things that spring to my mind quickly.
Yeah. For me, I think I didn't have like hard set goals. I was more of just focusing on intentions. I wanted to focus on my mental health as a really big one. I started off the year more focusing on getting more like meditation time in my schedule, because for me in that time and space, that was really important. Coming out of the holidays and even like through the holidays, I knew I needed that mental space, that mental clarity. And for me, who can slip into those high anxiety moments, I felt like that was something I really wanted to focus on. And I also really wanted to start moving again more regularly. So for me, it's been completely hit or miss. Like, I've hit strides where I am doing super great. Where I am right now is I kind of feel like I haven't gone anywhere. I sort of feel like I'm at the starting line. I'm not sure I ever even started, to be honest. Yeah. I feel like I've just struggled to live my life. Mm-hmm. And I have even been thinking lately about, like, just to get myself rebooted, what I can do, which makes me feel like maybe I'm ready to take some more serious steps. Mm-hmm. I don't really think I had like a hard and fast, you know, goal that I can say I missed or I hit, but I definitely don't feel like I am where I would like to be.
Right.
And I think I wanted to be stronger for Ella and to keep up with her. And I just don't feel like I'm there yet. You know, mm-hmm. I got injured and that just like threw everything off. And
right.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm at the starting line. If I just like say it honestly, I feel like I'm still at the starting line. Maybe I never left.
That's it. I mean, that's kind of the way I feel too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like kind of search for those things that you've done for your health fitness. So I guess kind of working directly in the industry, I guess I have more opportunities for that. So, you know, but it's definitely now it's not only it's my profession too. It's not only just my passion.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like a pursuit. I feel like, you know, professionally it's been progress, but that doesn't necessarily always translate to your kind of personal life too.
No, it does. It rarely does, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen a lot more correlation with where one area of your life may be booming, another area of your life kind of you have to make some sacrifices.
Yep.
And so that's, I think, another reason I've just not, in my personal life, I've just not been willing to make sacrifices in time or energy. It's been like, yeah, It's been other aspects of my life I knew that also needed attention. So where does it give? I think we started off the year having a conversation about that for other reasons besides health and fitness. But yeah, where is it going to give?
Right.
So with that being said, we've now checked in and realized, okay, so maybe we haven't gone anywhere. We're 6 months into the year. We set some intentions. We made some kind of hopes and predictions for ourselves and for our health and fitness. And we haven't really gone anywhere is basically what we realized, which is fine. Like this is, again, this is a no judgment. This is to help figure out where you are today so that we can do the next part of the exercise. The final kind of part for today is, what are some next steps that you can take, actionable steps, to help you get to those things that you want? And mm-hmm. also reconfirm, what is it that you really want?
Right.
So maybe we should do that first. In terms of your health and fitness, what are those things that you really do want to focus on for the next 6 months? We'll just put a time frame on there because it gives us a measurement period. So you're talking like, you know, basically through the holidays, but it doesn't have to include the holidays if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Your own call.
Oh, man, it's...
And it can be broad. Like it can be some things that we've talked about before. It can be really specific things.
Well, I mean, just something that I was thinking about is just maybe we as a family and whoever else wants to join should do a 5K or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Push Ella in the stroller as we run or walk or jog and do some sort of competition together.
Yeah.
You know, to get us back on the what we used to do. You know, more events, competitions, you know, challenge mm-hmm. ourselves more physically. So yep. that's something that I'm missing a lot in my life right now. And like I said, I think about it a lot and really kind of, it's one of those kind of sticking points that bothers me a lot. So I definitely think we need to add that in. I think maybe in the next 6 months.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm just going to say I just want some consistency.
Mm-hmm.
I want some consistency. I want to establish a routine, you know, within reason, so that I can have some consistency in my health and fitness, because I feel like it's taken a real hit. You know, as far as what's gotten sacrificed for to make everything else happen in my life, I feel like the health and fitness side has taken the hit.
Right.
And that's kind of a hard thing to say, but I just want to strive for consistency in the next 6 months. If I can get to in 3 months from now to actually say, whoa, I'm averaging, I don't even care if it's like 3 workouts a week, 3 training, like good training sessions.
Yeah.
Or if it's, you know, maybe I pick up teaching a yoga class or something. I just want some consistency in what's been inconsistent. So that's my intention that I'm setting out there.
Nice.
So going back to the other part of this last step, what's an actionable thing that you can do to work towards your goal or intention?
I mean, enter a race.
Find a race and enter.
Exactly. That's it. Put it up on the calendar and say, we're doing this day. You know, let's do it.
So that's be a family coach.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Our Sunday mornings will be running on the river walk now.
Yeah. You know?
Or running or walking. So
yeah.
Yeah. No, that's action step, I think, or pretty good action step, right?
Yeah. Yep, and mine is to start small, but try to just get, first of all, actually do 2 weeks of food journaling, which mm-hmm. is always a really good reset for me in terms of diet. I don't diet. I'm not a dieter, but just seeing and doing sort of a check on serving sizes and food types and things that I'm eating and noting how I'm feeling looking back on these, that will be helpful. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, you could do it for a month. I say 2 weeks is a really good reset for me personally. And then from there, yeah, just setting like, just trying to hit like twice a week. Just start with twice a week consistently for like a month and mm-hmm. see if I can hit that and then build on that from there and see if I can start doing that. We'll see what comes from there later. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got a race to run now.
Yeah. Got that. I also have that apparently now. But you're going to lay out the plan for that. So I'm just going to go with it.
Yep.
So, yeah. So out of this like 30-minute kind of check-in session, we have, just a recap, we have been real honest, maybe uncomfortably honest. We have drawn some conclusions about where we stand, why we're there, how we feel about that, what we really want to be at. And we've also laid out some actionable next steps, which are super helpful. Mm-hmm. And again, these are things that we're just going to revisit this in 3 months, 6 months, and see where we are. This isn't a resolution. This isn't a, you know, hard and fast, like, make or break. This is just to help get us back to a place where we can be happy and satisfied with where we are.
Nice. I like it.
So hopefully you all can do those steps and can do this exercise. Let us know if you do it. And we would love to hear kind of if you have any realizations, if it was helpful, if you thought it was ludicrous, whatever. Let us know. And also be sure to check out our Facebook page. You can also follow us on like Twitter and all those other fun places.
Yeah, the ATF podcast on Twitter.
Yes. And I'm going to be, meanwhile, I'm going to be trying to work also to get the website back up to speed and bring some new stuff later in the year for you all on the website.
And if you guys need some inspiration, enter the giveaway, the ATF giveaway. The ATFgiveaway.copenotes.com, and that'll hopefully give you some of that inspiration you need to get your butt in gear for reaching those fitness goals that you want.
Yeah.
All right. Got anything else for them this week?
That's it.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.